Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm going to ask everybody to just stand so we can worship our God together. I'm going to be honest with you, it's my first time playing guitar in front of people, so hopefully everything turns out good. And just remember that if I get stuck, you guys can keep on worshiping. Don't let me hold you guys back. Remember that worship comes from the heart and not from the instruments and everything. Remember we're supposed to praise God with all we have, all right? Here we go.
Blessed be your name, land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, found in the desert place, or walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the glorious Blessed be your name, sun shining down on me, the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, on the road marked with suffering, for there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to prayer. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. See you now. I want to see you. Oh, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Holy, 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 I want to see you.
I Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. There is no one else for me. Oh, none but Jesus. Crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to thank you because you're always great. You're amazing because you show us your love every single day by giving us breath, by giving us the opportunity to see. And we just want to praise you and thank you because I know that you are here at this moment. And thank you for this opportunity that you give us to praise you, to worship you. Thank you so much, and we all love you. Amen.
Today, I want to tell you something I do every day. I walk my dog every day. I get up around 5 o'clock in the morning, and I walk my dog, and I listen to a podcast called The Relevant Podcast. And one of the things they have in that podcast, they just tell you weird stories that they come up with. And one story that they had on there this morning was about the best job in the world. It was, I thought this would be a great job to have. And the job is to jump on beds. That's his job. He gets to jump on beds for a living. And what this guy does, it's a high-end mattress factory in California. And it's his job to jump on beds. And he has a quota of jumping on 3 beds a day. Now, that might be a great job to have, but the reason he gets to do this job is because he has developed an incredible skill at jumping on beds. I guess the way he jumps on a bed distributes the cotton in a certain way within the mattress to make it extremely comfortable that no machine can duplicate. And so he's developed this career out of jumping on beds because he can do it like no one else can jump on a bed. Now, why in the world am I sharing about that? Now, Kirk, that's not a life goal of mine of jumping on beds or anything like that. I just think it's kind of wild how this guy, you know, just think about this. A guy came to him and said, how'd you like to jump on a bed, you know, for a living? And he's like, sure, that sounds like fun. Let's jump on a bed. But he saw this as an opportunity to develop a skill that turned it into a career somehow. You know, he said, there's this, you know, weird opportunity to make a lot of money jumping on a bed. And I just thought, that's just kind of neat how he did that. And it got me to thinking about me back when I was in college and me right now where our church is. And it got me thinking about opportunity. It got me thinking about, you know, we all have opportunities in life. It doesn't matter where you are in life or what stage of your life, you always have some kind of opportunity that you're looking at. Even in, you know, right here at college, just the fact that you are here in a college, you have opportunities that other people don't have. Do you realize that? Do you realize that you can network and make connections that other people can't do by the simple fact that you attend here, that you're a part of this community? And that's true for any community that you're in. You have certain advantages just because you're here. You have certain advantages because of the family you're born in, where you were born in this world, your economic status. They all give certain amounts of opportunities that is out there. I think about opportunities when I was in college that I missed. And I look back and I think, man, I wish I took that opportunity. When I got ready to graduate from college, I had a couple schools come to me and say, hey, we're interested in coming to our school to take on a master's and a doctorate degree and that kind of thing. And at the time I thought, oh, I can do that anytime. I just want to get busy in church and do God's work and didn't think it was that big of a deal. But now that I look back and realize how much I enjoy studying, I know I'm a weirdo, I enjoy studying, but I look back and say, man, I wish I took that opportunity back then, because now it's so much harder to take that opportunity. I think about some churches that I passed up on because I didn't think I was going to be good in those churches, and I look back and say, man, maybe I should have taken that church and taken that ministry position, and you know, maybe I would have taken a different track than what it did. And what's weird is that at the time, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I didn't think it was that big of a deal to skip over that opportunity. But now that I'm 10, 20 years down the road, I'll look back and like, that was a really big deal. That was a really big deal. And I guarantee you, that people that are my age or older, they can say that about their life. That some opportunity they had when they were younger, they thought, that isn't that big of a deal to skip that. But they look back and say, man, maybe if I took that, you know, it's a really, really big deal to do that. I think about me taking this job here at Celebration Church, becoming the lead follower, the senior minister here kind of thing. And when I came here 5 years ago, the church was kind of in a struggling point. We're just kind of moving on, and we're, you know, moving on really great now. But, you know, the thought was, you know, this is going to be a great opportunity. I was very comfortable where I was. But here's this great opportunity that came also with a little bit of risk with it. And I thought, should I take this opportunity or not? And I'm so happy that I did, because I have now baptized and led more people to Christ in this ministry than I have over my entire career combined.
Amen.
And so God has blessed that opportunity. I'm so glad I took it, and I'm glad that I took it seriously, the opportunity, the gift that God has given me. And that's the big idea I want you to take about your opportunity where you're at right now. It is a gift from God. And you may not think you have an opportunity. You may think you're limited in your opportunities and all that. But I just want to let you know that whatever opportunity that you have right there, right in front of you right now, is a gift from God. And He wants you to invest that opportunity. And He wants you to use that opportunity for His glory and to get a great return on that opportunity. It is a gift from Him. So the question I have for you this morning is, what are you doing with the opportunities that are right there for you? Because this is a principle that's not only true for Christians, this is just a principle that's true in life. Isn't it? It's just the principle God just put into His world, that He gives us this gift of being able to get a great return on the opportunities that are right there before us. And there's an example after example of this in the Bible. I'm going to give you a few. The first one I'm going to give you is Esther. Esther. What a great example of opportunity. She was selected to be the queen, and so, you know, with the king, obviously. And then because of Haman, you know, all the Jews were to be killed. Recalling the story? And she was a Jew herself. Mordecai, her adopted father, is saying to her, listen, you have an opportunity to save an entire nation. Now talk about that as an opportunity. And she's kind of resistant with it. She doesn't know where she wants to go with it. And she's saying, you know, I don't know. Mordecai, what did Mordecai say to her? Maybe you were born for such a time as this. You have an incredible opportunity in front of you. Are you going to take advantage of it or not? Another person in the Bible I think about with incredible opportunity is David. Everybody's heard the story of David and Goliath, right? His dad says, I want you to take some lunch to your brothers out on the battlefield. So he takes lunch out to them, and there's Goliath out there bellowing out, trash talking, you know, you guys are losers, you know, out there at the Israelite army. And all the Israelite army is cowering in fear from him because he's 9 feet tall. You know, that's understandable. You put me in a WWE ring with any wrestler, I'm thinking the same thing. You know, this guy's huge. But David comes out there and he's like, I'll take him. I'll take him on. His brothers make fun of him. And he's so persistent about it, he goes to the king. They send him off to the king. He tries to put, you know, armor on him. He's like, this ain't working. Throws that off, goes down in the field, and says, God's on my side, and drills a rock right in the middle of his head. Now, what I find interesting about David's story is that he just didn't have the opportunity to do something great for God. His brothers did too. King Saul did too. And in part, the reason King Saul had jealousy of David, because David took the opportunity and Saul didn't. See, you have the same kind of opportunities. I think about Paul, who went in as if I say the wrong city, correct me, but I believe it was Athens. He walks into Athens. I think it's the wrong city. I'm getting mixed up. But it's where he talks about the unknown God. And he goes to the unknown God, and he's like, where's the opportunity to tell the message of Jesus Christ in this culture? How can I do this? And he sees the unknown God, and he's able to get up and able to speak and say, I know the unknown God. And he walked on this earth. And he died for your sins, and he rose again on the third day. And he's able to share the gospel message because he saw the opportunity with the unknown God. I think of Lydia, who Paul met by the river. Remember her? Dealer of purple cloth, and she's a Jew, and he wins her over to Christ. And what does she begin to think? She begins to think, how can I use my wealth and my position as a dealer of purple cloth to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know what she does? She says, you can have church at my house. And she has an incredible hospitable spirit, and she opens up her home, and many, many people are won to the Lord because she says, I got this opportunity to use my house to do something significant for God. So over and over and over in the Bible, you see where God places in front of people an opportunity, and they take advantage of it, and the message and the peace of God spreads. And so the question I have for you this morning is this: is what opportunity do you have in front of you? What opportunities are there for you? We're talking about that in our church. And how our church is spread out real demographically. We're a small church right now, meeting in Hawaii, about 120 people. But half of our church drives 30 minutes or more to get to our church. And so we're finding out that we're already kind of a regional church, even though we're a small church. How can we use that opportunity to our advantage to spread the gospel of Jesus? And we're beginning to talk about that. What about you? Where are you in your life? What opportunities do you have? And you might be thinking, I wish I had an opportunity with her or him. You might be thinking, I wish I had an opportunity to be in this church or to go on this mission field. You might be thinking, I wish I had an opportunity to make more money so I can pay my bills. There's all kinds of different opportunities that you think about. But what about your dreams? What opportunities are right before you now to help you pursue that dream you have for your life and the kind of life that God has called you to live? Where are those opportunities in your life? Where are the opportunities to advance the mission of Christ in your life? I think one of the reasons why we don't feel like we have opportunities is because opportunities are unpredictable. We feel like they're out of our control. They just kind of come, right? They just kind of happen. You don't get to choose what family you're born in. You don't get to choose whether someone comes and offers you a job or not. You don't get that. They seem unpredictable. They're just kind of out there. They just kind of happen. But the fact is, they happen. And your opportunity is going to be different than someone else's opportunity. And the question is, are you going to take advantage of it or not? Are you going to use it as the gift that God has given it to you? I think another reason why we don't take advantage of the opportunities that are placed before us is because we're always playing the comparison game. And we think, oh, they had all the opportunity and I don't. One person I can get jealous real quick of is Kyle Ottman. And if you don't know who Kyle Ottman is, he is now the preaching preacher. I don't know what his title is there. He preaches there at Southeast Christian Church with Dave Stone. And you look at his life and you think, oh my goodness, he had the opportunity after every opportunity. I believe he was born to a popular professor of preaching, and then he went on and he learned how to preach, and then he got to be in Dudley Rutherford's church out in California, and Dudley Rutherford said, I want you to take as many people from my church and start another church with that. And he said, I'm going to let you preach here. I want you to recruit as many people as can. And so Kyle did that. And after being there for a while, he went and started his church. He started 700-800 people. And he grew that church to 2,000 people, 2,000 to 3,000 people in California. And then from there, he was hired on the staff at Southeast Christian Church. And now he's becoming a popular author. If you ever heard his book called Not a Fan, I can get real jealous of him real quick. But you know what I think about Kyle Ottman is this? Is that there's a lot of other guys in his position that don't take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. They don't take advantage of that opportunity, just like David's brothers. When he went to that church, Dudley Rutherford's church, he preached really well. And he got along with people really well. He was able to lead people really well, or 700 people would not have taken off with him to start another church. And if he wasn't a good minister and a good leader, he wouldn't have grown that church and used that opportunity to grow that church to 2,000 people. And then now he's becoming a popular author, and his influence is growing wider than the church itself. And it's because he's taken advantage of the opportunity that God has given him. And so that's the trick. That's the secret. Every one of us has an opportunity. And if we busy compare ourselves and say, oh, they have opportunities and I don't, we never take advantage of the opportunities, the gift that God has given us. Because we're too busy looking at somebody else's. God has given you an incredible opportunity. I don't know what it is. That's why I just keep saying opportunity all the time. You've got to fill in the blank.
But you know what it is. You know what's there before you. If you don't, take some time and think about it. Because it's a gift that God has given you. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. God has given you an incredible gift. Because here's the secret to taking advantage of your opportunities. It's one word. Execution. Execution. When you're given the opportunity to do something, execute it to the best of your ability and take full advantage of what God has given you. It comes down to one word, execution. Is anybody here a sports fan? Okay, there's a few, thank you. It comes down to execution. When you get out on the court, you got to execute the play, right? You got an opportunity to play. You got an opportunity to get off the bench. If you want to get playing time, you better execute, right? Same thing is true in other parts of life. When you're asked to speak somewhere, when you're asked to teach somewhere, when you're asked to do something, execute well. Do it to the best of your ability. Take full advantage of it. That's the secret to taking advantage of the opportunities that are before you. And if you think they're not a big deal, and if you think, oh, I'm not going to worry about that, down the road, you might just have a few regrets. And I don't want you to have those regrets. I want you to take advantage of what God has given you. And so, whatever opportunity is in front of you, I want you to ask this question. I want you to ask this question. What is the best action you can take? What is the wisest action you can take to get the most return on your opportunity? What is the wisest action you can take to get the most return on your opportunity? And I believe the word wise in there is the most important word in that question. Because a lot of times when you get the opportunity to do something, then you have several good choices to make. Sometimes you have several good opportunities, and you're confused, and you're like, I don't know which road to take, I don't know which path to take. You know what that means? You need wisdom. And so you need to ask this question. What is the wisest action I can take to get the most return on my opportunity? And really, the most wisest thing to do with that is to turn that into a prayer. God, what is the wisest thing I can do to take this opportunity and get the most return on it? I stole this from Andy Stanley, but I love it. I use it with my kids. They get tired of me hearing about it. But one question that he asks, I think is just great, and I think it really applies to what I'm talking about today, is this. He goes, we're all writing a story. One day, what you're doing here at college, you're just going to tell stories about. And when I got asked to come down here and speak, guess what I thought about? I thought about when I was in college and a bunch of stupid stories about stuff I did. They're all just stories now. One day, what you're doing here now and the opportunity in front of you is just going to be a story you can tell somebody else. It's going to be a story you tell somebody else. And so the question you have to ask yourself is what story do you want to tell 10, 20 years from now? I'm 44 years old. I'm proud of it. My dad says not everybody makes it that far. When you're 40 or 44 or 30 or 60, what story do you want to tell? What story do you want to tell when you're that age about your dreams, about what God has placed in your heart, about where God wants to take you? What story do you want to tell? And take advantage of the opportunities that God has given you to tell that story when you're 40. Don't waste the gift that God has given you. Don't bury it. Invest in it. Use it for the gift that God has given you.
Amen.
I'm going to leave you with one verse of Scripture today. One verse of Scripture. It's Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Will you read that scripture with me? Be very careful then
how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity you've given us to spend a little time in the Word, to praise your name, to come together as a family. Father, I pray. pray that you just bless this time and bless this student body here. Father, I pray with the opportunities that are before everyone here, and there's myriads of them that exist in this room. Father, I pray that they use them as the gift that you have given them. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.